This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio today is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So Singles Day. Yesterday we were talking about these made-up holidays, right? So now we're talking about Singles Day, which happens every November 11th, and it has a new significance this year. What is it?
It's a made-up day, but I think to a certain extent, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Father's Day, I think it's made up by it's created to stimulate commercial activities.
It's one way to put it.
Well, anyway, yeah, Singles Day started out as a day to celebrate the single status of individuals, and it was known as an anti-Valentine's Day of sorts. It began in China because 11-11 signifies four singles, and in Chinese, Guangkunjie, Singles Sticks Day, and, you know, that's where the origin came from. It then became a shopping holiday because what a great day it is to reward yourself, right? And it was also at a time when online shopping began to gain popularity. It drew $30.7 billion in sales on Alibaba's platforms last year, 27% more than the previous year, and it has been growing in double digits. So it's interesting to see how it's going to be this year. It's taken on a more global feel rather than just for China over the course of the years. And this year on 11-11, what's different about it is that Forbes reports that China's central bank is launching a state-backed cryptocurrency, and it plans to issue it to seven institutions in the coming months. The report also says that China has had this technology in development for some years now and have been ready to launch it since last year itself. And they've been basically waiting for the country's busiest shopping day to launch it.
So what's going to happen on that day?
Well, the institutions involved, China Construction Bank, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, the Bank of China, and the Agricultural Bank of China. These are the four biggest banks in China. Fintechs as well, Alibaba and Tencent, everybody knows who they are, as well as UnionPay, which is China's version of Visa and MasterCard. They will all receive this cryptocurrency. And these institutions will disperse the cryptocurrency to 1.3 billion Chinese citizens, with which they can use to do business and conduct transactions. So actually, it's not too different from what Facebook was planning with its Libra cryptocurrency earlier. It was also planning to distribute this via MasterCard and other institutions as well. The Bank of England Governor Mark Carney has also at one time suggested that there should be a new currency backed by a number of central banks to replace the US dollar as the global reserve currency. But the difference is that China is one step ahead of everybody, and they've already got a launch date plan.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see how other countries like the US will react to this. Because like it looks like China is always like two steps ahead of everyone. So I'm moving on to Bursa today. There have been some company earnings announcements today. One of them is FGV Holdings. How did they do?
FGV Holdings, not really very good news for them for some time now. Its latest quarterly report, which is for the second quarter, losses came in at 52 million ringgit, 23 million from a year ago. FGV continues to be affected by lower CPO prices. And interestingly enough, it's also FGV Holdings' fifth quarterly loss consecutively. And the company says it hopes to see some improvement with the US-China trade war, hopefully lifting CPO prices and its earnings prospects going forward. FGV Holdings closed 3.6% lower at 95 cent. Its record low was 63.5 cent in December 2018, but it's a far, 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 far cry from its listing price of 4 ringgit 55 in 2012.
Mm. Keith, thanks for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.